Well, the piece is called Gallivanting, but it also has another title, which is called the Suitcases piece. And I suppose it came out of my interest in the sound of this the trolley suitcase, which has sort of changed, not changed, but is present in our landscape, certainly in cities. So I recorded lots and lots of suitcases in various positions, and then I assembled a piece with texts. The texts were all related to friendship, the theme of friendship, and then there was other sounds and other sources put together, and then I sort of transformed the sounds and organized them and then finished the piece. There's a concept of reduced listening, which is to do with sort of musique concrète from the 50s, which is to just listen to sound as a pure sound with absolutely no meaning behind it. And that's actually incredibly difficult to do, or it's, you know, it's impossible to do. But you can sometimes listen to a sound just for the sound of it. And the sound of the suitcase, through, you know, being doing or doing this PhD, I was certain sounds sort of triggered something in my head. And so for one piece it was the sound of applause, but for the other, for the next piece it was the sound of the suitcase traveling through.
Electroacoustic music, was that something that you were always interested in, and you know, something that you always saw yourself as moving into as a composer?
Not really. No, I don't even like the term electroacoustic. It seems like some kind of disease. But for want of a better word, it's the thing that most people use, and most people who recognize it can sort of acknowledge what it is.
What would you call it instead?
Well, I think organized sound is quite a simple term, or sound, for want of a better word. But organized sound is quite nice. I do. No, when I did my ma I did a master's here 6 years ago, and that was my first time using sort of software and computers to compose, and I quite enjoyed that. And then when the opportunity came up to do a PhD, I thought I would sort of focus on that aspect of it because I work instrumentally as well, but so far I haven't done anything. Well, I sort of focused on electroacoustic things for the past year and a half. The two people I admire most are the French composer Luc Ferrari and another French composer, Bernard Parmigiani, who are quite good. But I also like Gerald Barry quite a lot, and the composer Andrew Hamilton quite a lot. And actually, I suppose how Gerald makes things work with various different materials beside each other, I always find quite fascinating. Not that my music sounds anything like Gerald's. But there wasn't any conscious sort of influence, but I do listen to a lot of music, so it sort of, I suppose it comes out through that.
And in terms of other pieces that you're working on at the moment, I mean, is it all related to the PhD that you're working on, or are there any other projects that you have?
They're all related to the PhD, I suppose, and the fact that how I use one sort of sound source and explore what it means. So for the first piece, I did a clapping piece, which is all about clapping. And then the second piece was about suitcases, to some degree. And then the third piece I did was about footsteps. So they sort of explore those themes. And then from now I'm moving on to another. I'm doing actually a piece at Aldborough, for an opera writing project in July with a writer, Alan McKendrick, and a director, Ted Hoffman, which is actually quite exciting. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's why it's probably so exciting. But it's actually interesting to see what will happen when I sort of put the sound world that I make with singing and stage and direction and stuff.
What are you looking at beyond, or can you look beyond, you know, the next, you know, the remainder of your time of the, you know, working through this PhD? Are there any sort of future projects or things that you're interested in doing?
Well, I do want to work with a photographer. I'm quite interested by photography, and I would really like to work with a photographer on some sort of aspect. I suppose that's an audiovisual piece, for want of a better word. But that hopefully will be part of my portfolio, or the big piece at the end, depending on if I find the right photographer, if somebody's interested.